At a virtual press conference on Friday, the Minister of Public Health of Cuba, Dr. Roberto Morales Ojeda, said the assistance that his government is offering will be through WHO.
We will cooperate with a brigade of 165 collaborators, consisting of 62 doctors and 103 nurses. All of them have more than 15 years of professional experience and have worked in other countries facing natural and epidemiological disasters, and also have worked in medical cooperation missions, 23 of them more than once.
The head of WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, said the provision of the health professionals will make a significant difference in Sierra Leone. She said that although money and materials are important, those alone cannot stop the Ebola transmission.
Human resources is most important, and especially the needs for compassionate doctors and nurses who will know how to comfort patients despite the barriers of wearing PPE suit and working in very demanding conditions. Cuba is world famous for its ability to train outstanding doctors and nurses, and it is world famous for its generosity in solidarity with countries on the route to progress.
Dr. Chan also thanked the many countries that have already been providing support to WHO and other UN agencies, and most importantly, to the three affected countries. She added, however, that more action is needed to respond to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
We need to search at least 2 to 4 times in order to catch up with the outbreaks that are happening fast in these three countries. I hope the announcement today by the Cuban government will stimulate more countries to search their support.
On the 28th of August, the World Health Organization released its Ebola response roadmap, highlighting the needs for a massively scaled-up response to support the affected countries. Derek Mbata, United Nations.